if there's ever the playoffs, if there's ever the championship, then we've just witnessed two games which sums it up, really, where for how good we were on Saturday, we were as bad tonight, and the other way around for Derby. And you have to say well done to Derby, they've responded, you know, after the stinging criticism they've had from all quarters. They've caused us probably more problems in half an hour there in particular than I can remember for a long, long time. So, you know, they were very, very good on the day. They got the start that they wanted, and of course we got nervous, and once we've the own goal's gone in, then it became one of them really, really difficult nights. Thankfully, in the second half anyway, we've showed a bit of resilience to withstand it. They haven't really had much or created much in the second half, but in terms of possession, the way they played, I can only compliment Derby on a magnificent effort.
Apparently you said on the radio before the game that you were not sure what long-term future holds. Do you regret saying that now?
Well, you're asking the question constantly because it's been lingering around for 6 months and I can't stop it, you know, because, you know, if I had lost tonight, by the way, I could have been sacked. So how can you, with our profession at the moment, the way it is, you know, you ask the question constantly. And I've been here now 4 years, and as I'll always do, I'll sit down with the owners and when the final game's gone, and see what happens.
What's your overriding emotion, Steve?
Well, we've been through the ringer, so I don't know how to be. But I did predict it. I had a feeling in me guts that I didn't think it was going to be as difficult, but they've got off to a perfect start, haven't they? Perfect start. It's give them that little chink of light. And you have to say, in the first half an hour, they've played some... We couldn't get near them. You know, I thought the boy Hughes in midfield in particular was terrific. And we found it very, very difficult. So it was one of them where we've hung on and got through in the end.
You're away from tomorrow and you're off to Wembley. It's quite a strange feeling tonight, isn't it?
Unfortunately, I've been here before. And I've said it before that, unfortunately, we can throw a curveball in now and again. And we didn't want to pick tonight. So, you know, we've been terrific here. Tonight, we've played against a very good side where we've managed to overcome them just because our performance on Saturday got us that. So, our performance tonight left a lot to be desired. But in semi-finals, I've been there before. Nobody will give a jot tomorrow morning. We're through. And then we'll start planning for another big day out at Wembley, which there's nothing better.
Steve, is it too simplistic to say if you win, you go, you stay, and if you don't...
No, I've never said that either. I've never said that, and unfortunately you guys keep writing it, you know, and that's the, you know, the top and bottom of it, you know. There's all sorts of takeovers and all this carry-on's going on. I'll sit down with the owners and discuss what's going to happen, regardless of what league we're in and what the future plans are.
Steve, is there a question in these cases that psychologically, whatever you say to them, they know the 3-0 up, it gets in their head? Not a question of complacency, but, you know, it's just very difficult psychologically to...
Absolutely. Mentality, mentally, psychology, whatever you want to call it, you know. But, you know, you have to take big credit to Derby on the night. On the night, they've played very, very well, and probably the psychology for them was, well, we've got nothing to lose, you know, we've had an awful shocker of a game, let's go and have a go. And they certainly did that, played very well and got the rewards. And when Robertson smashed the one in from the own goal, you're thinking it's going to be one of them horrible nights. Thankfully, after that, the final hour was, we did enough to hang on and go through, and that's all that matters in a semi-final, really. You have to get through, and thankfully we've done that.